Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Hope you've had a great weekend. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we had what we call a standalone message. We're kind of in between series right now. We just finished off our Habakkuk series, our Forged series. And this coming week, we're heading into the Wild, the series on the life of Moses. And so I hope you'll take the opportunity to invite a friend or a family member or a complete stranger if you want. That'd be cool too. And invite them into what we're doing as we head into the life of Moses. But this past Sunday, I took us into, at the Delaware campus, 1 Peter chapter 1. I've been studying and reading into 1 Peter recently in some of my own personal time, and just some extraordinary promises and words that we find, some statements that Peter makes that I thought was appropriate to share with our folks as we celebrate Labor Day. One of the wonderful things about the Christian faith is that we're invited not to work for our faith, but rather we're invited into a life of rest and a life of hope and a life of joy in Christ. There is absolutely meaningful work for us to do and meaningful labor in Christ. But I think it was Watchman Nee who said, ultimately, the first thing that we do when we come and place our faith in Christ is we sit down and we rest in what Jesus has done for us. And so one of the things that we talked about on Sunday was one of the main points that I made was that you and I, as believers in Christ, are the object of our Heavenly Father's affection. And the reason I said that is that Peter addresses his readers and he says, to the elect exiles, and that word elect, I mean, really means chosen, that God chose you and I to be a part of his family. He goes on to say that we are saved according to God's great mercy. According to his mercy, not because of anything you do, not because of anything I've done, not because of our goodness, but because of God's mercy, his kindness towards us. These are themes that we see all throughout Scripture, that according to his great love, the great love with which he loved us, Paul says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, that God showed his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In Ephesians, Paul tells us that from the foundation of the world, from all eternity, that God chose and foreknew you and me. And so I encouraged our folks to take some time just to think about that, to ponder and reflect on the fact that you and I, as God's people, as God's sons and daughters, as his elect and chosen people, if you've placed your faith in Jesus, if you've chosen Jesus, we need to understand that Jesus first chose you. And just this wonderful truth that you really are the object of God's affection, that he loves you and cares for you and knows you and all the implications of that. I've been in ministry now, in vocational ministry, for about 7 years. I started serving with LifePoint about 8 years ago in ministry, and now have been in full-time ministry for 5 or 6 years. And even in that short amount of time, one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people just walk with a lot of woundedness. And oftentimes that woundedness comes from relationships in their lives with parents or with romantic partners. And sometimes it can stem from this idea of, man, I don't feel loved. I don't feel known. I don't feel like I'm seen. I don't feel like I'm loved truly. And that is something that I think God wired us for. We want to be, everybody wants to be known, and everybody wants to be loved and to know that they are cared for and loved. And one of the amazing things about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that God the Father, the God of the universe, and the only one whose opinion truly matters, he has looked at you from all eternity, and even in your sinfulness and even in your waywardness, he sees you, he knows you fully, and he loves you enough that he sent his own son to live in your place, to die in your place, and then to rise again, that you might experience new life as well in him. You are the object of your Heavenly Father's affection. He looks at you, knows you, and loves you. And if you'll take time to dwell on that, believe that, and ask God to remind you of that on a daily basis, you're going to find, as Peter says, that you are filled with an inexpressible kind of joy. A living hope is what he says in Christ. Even in the midst of circumstances, difficult circumstances, even in the midst of trials, you will have hope and joy because you will know you are loved by the God of the universe, your Heavenly Father. I want to give you a moment to think about that, to rest in that, and to pray through that, and just respond to the Lord this morning. Let's take some time to pray. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Again, I hope you have a great start to your week, and we'll see you tomorrow.